Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and what a great day it is for religious believers. Why? Well, because a major new study that has been published in the Journal of Sex Research indicates that people who are devout, who are religiously active, who are identified with a traditional religion have better sex lives. Really? Yeah, really. We will get to that surprise. We will also get to the idea of why is it that President Biden has decided to speak tonight about something other than his brand new, much heralded debt forgiveness program for college students or college graduates or people who attended college for part of the time. Elizabeth Warren, again, and you can't say this often enough, has indicated that about 40% of the people who will be benefiting from this Biden program, if it ever gets off the ground, the 40% of the people who will be benefiting are not college graduates. In other words, they invested the government's money, what the government is actually going to repay them for, but did not complete what they had paid their money for. So, in other words, to pay a university, or certainly a for-profit college equivalency program, to pay that program and to get no degree out of it becomes, at least on a financial basis, as much as you might love what the bright college years that you enjoyed, as much as you may love that, you're not getting a terrific investment. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. I do think that it's striking that this was supposed to be such a masterful political stroke. It was going to get young people turning out for Democrats. It was going to get Democrats excited and more excited than Republicans. The enthusiasm gap that people had perceived earlier on in this election cycle had been operating in behalf of Republicans, but now, according to most measurements, the Democrats are much closer in terms of enthusiasm. But what is mounting their enthusiasm, what is creating that enthusiasm, has to do with the situation regarding Roe v. Wade and regarding the issue of abortion, which in some states can certainly work to Democrats' advantage. I'll tell you what else is as striking about that is that the truth of the matter is that President Biden is not talking about abortion tonight. He's not talking about his new tuition reduction program, a forgiveness of a college debt. It's not tuition reduction. It's an indebtedness reduction. And he's not talking about that because I think he realizes it's popular and not particularly popular and deeply controversial. There's a piece in the Washington Post today that just says Republican state attorneys general and other leading conservatives are now exploring a slew of potential lawsuits targeting President Biden's plan to cancel some student debt, challenges that could limit or invalidate the policy before it even takes effect. Okay, this is very appropriate. We spoke yesterday about a hard-hitting and very persuasive editorial by C.W. Cook over at National Review, which basically said that Biden ought to be impeached over this because what he was doing was completely unjustified by way of the Constitution or statute, law, or anything else. The president doesn't have the right to cancel your mortgage. The president of the United States doesn't have the right to cancel what you owe on a car. And the president of the United States doesn't have the right to cancel the money that you borrowed, your indebtedness on that money, regarding college tuition. In recent days, says the Washington Post, a number of GOP attorneys general from states including Arizona, Missouri, and Texas have met privately to discuss a strategy that could see multiple cases filed in different courts around the country, according to a person familiar with their thinking who spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe the confidential talks. Other influential conservatives, including Senator Ted Cruz and allies of the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, are mulling their own options as they ratchet up criticism of Biden's debt relief plan, two additional people familiar with the matter said. And a conservative advocacy group founded by a major Trump donor said it would file a lawsuit against the policy. All of the sources caution that no decisions have been made as yet, and as of Thursday morning, no lawsuits appear to have been filed. But a legal battle could carry stark financial consequences for millions of student borrowers who rejoiced last week after Democrats delivered on a longstanding promise to erase some of their debt. Well, of course they rejoiced. It was getting something for nothing. In other words, the whole idea that the fact that you are deeply in debt and you're having a tough time paying the debt that you've taken on means that you should have that debt eased is such a dubious proposition, and it's using government to favor one side over another. The possible litigation also raises the prospect of a broader precedent-setting courtroom tussle over the scope of the president's economic authority. Such a lawsuit could reach the Supreme Court, thrusting it back into the spotlight after it infuriated Democrats by stripping abortion protections and limiting the Environmental Protection Agency's power to respond to climate change. Now, look, I do think that given the fact that there is not just a conservative or a Republican majority, there's six members of the Supreme Court who were appointed by either President Bush, one of the presidents Bush, or the other, and three by President Trump. What's really characteristic and important is they're originalists. Where if you're looking to the Constitution for justification of some kind of action, you have to look in the original Constitution. And there is no glimpse of anything of the president alone working separately from Congress, going around Congress and above Congress. And one of the things that's very striking is that with this Congress, even with the Democrats in control of the House, they do not have a majority who would favor this policy. There have been no Republicans who have come out and said, oh, this is a good idea. Way to go, Joe Biden. We're with you. No. And there have been numerous Democrats, including prominent Democrats like Senator Masto in Nevada, or Tim Ryan, the congressman from Ohio, who have criticized the Biden plan and have gone against it. So he is not only avoiding Congress, dodging Congress, he's going against what clearly would have been the will of Congress if you computed who the majority would be. The Biden administration has been adamant that its policy is legal. Well, you'd hope so. The Justice Department released a 25-page memo last week justifying debt cancellation as appropriate under a 2003 law giving the executive branch broad authority to overhaul student loan programs. That law was passed in the aftermath of September 11th, the terrorist attacks, and gave the president the authority to cancel student debt in connection with national emergencies, which the White House says includes the ongoing pandemic. The legality is very, very strong. The language of the HEROES Act from 2001 states that in a national emergency, the president can take action that includes suspending or canceling debt. So said Lawrence Tribe, a Harvard law professor who's been a strong supporter of the Biden administration. We'll get to more on this and the president's talk tonight and why religious people have better sex. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Democrats control the U.S. Senate. Yes, they do. It's 50-50, but they have Kamala Harris there to break any ties. They control the U.S. House very narrowly. They're hoping to continue, maybe enhance their control of the Senate by picking up two or three Senate seats. And that's not inconceivable. It is less likely that they would have enough campaigns they could turn so that they would actually protect their House majority, but at the moment, they have majorities on both sides. If the debt forgiveness plan that President Biden introduced with so much fanfare is so popular, why not run it through Congress? And Nancy Pelosi controls the agenda for the House of Representatives. Chuck Schumer controls the agenda for the U.S. Senate. If you're so confident that it's so popular and such a huge political bonus for Democrats, then questions, why won't he mention it tonight? And I am virtually certain that it won't be mentioned tonight. The other thing I would guess very strongly is they won't mention President Trump. But they might. They might. Because, again, what the Democrats seem to have decided is that they would prefer talking about President Trump and his latest statements and his records and his handling of the documents and the Mar-a-Lago. And it's more than a dozen lawsuits or investigations or grand juries, more than a dozen different charges against President Trump right now that he has to deal with in court. They'd love to talk about that. It would be a favorite Democratic subject. Less positive for them would be talking about the Biden record, which is why President Biden, even if he doesn't mention President Trump's name, and I think he probably won't, wants to focus on the dangers to democracy by the evil MAGA Republicans. And by the way, this is so far over the line, regardless of how you feel. Are we helped by rhetoric like the rhetoric by Eddie Gloud, who's a regular contributor at MSNBC? He's a professor of African American studies at Princeton. This is clip 11. And he actually thinks that President Trump is so significant and so much of a major player in everything, in the moral universe, that he could almost help us be absolved of our sins. I thought there was only one individual who could really help with that, but maybe Trump should be added. This is clip 11.
You know, oftentimes in American politics, we think melodramatically. And what I mean by that is we have these clear examples of good and evil. This is the evil character. If we only could banish that evil character, then we will all be good. We will be absolved of our sins. We just need to see the back of Donald Trump's head. And everything will be fine. But we know that as we slouch towards Bethlehem, that there are other folks who are complicit. And that complicity has brought us to this moment now, it seems to me.
Okay, it's both Satan and the demons who are gathered around him. Given the fact that 74 million Americans voted for Donald Trump to be president of the United States, I'm not sure this is the way that we heal our differences and win absolution from our sins. The difficulty is that a great deal of the dispute that the world seems to be focused on. I mentioned to you that a federal judge has already said she would make public a more detailed list of the items that the FBI took during its search last month. That judge, well, they're still waiting on, right? I mean, they haven't made the announcement. And the idea that the announcement would actually somehow make a huge difference one way or another, the American people, by the way, and this is a Wall Street Journal poll, and it is not a USA Today poll, it is not a CBS News, it's not NBC, it's Wall Street Journal poll. A new Wall Street Journal survey found that over half of registered voters think the Federal Bureau of Investigation search of Donald Trump's Florida home was appropriate. in trying to determine whether the former president wrongfully possessed classified information. That is the results of a Wall Street Journal poll. Given a choice between two statements, 52%, a majority, agreed that the FBI action, quote, was part of a legal and proper investigation to determine whether former President Trump was involved in any wrongdoing. That was your one alternative, saying that you believe that the FBI action was part of a legal and proper investigation to determine whether President Trump was involved in any wrongdoing. You could also have given the opinion that it is just another example of the endless witch hunt and harassment the Democrats and the Biden administration continue to pursue against former President Trump. A 42%, 41% chose that alternative. A 4 in 5 Republican voters agreed with a statement that suggests that the search was part of a witch hunt, which is, of course, a phrase President Trump likes to use. A 1/3 of independents held that view. Only 5% of Democrats did. The survey also found that 39% of voters overall had a favorable view of Mr. Trump. And this actually is striking because right now President Biden, with all of his problems, when they ask about favorability, he usually comes up at around 45, because that's what they're asking about here. Not do you agree with the job he's doing, but what is your impression of him? Is it favorable or unfavorable? It is unclear to me that Biden is going to help his favorability rating with his big speech tonight. For voters overall, 51% said the search would have no impact on their likelihood to vote in the midterms. But among Republicans, 64% said it would make them more likely to vote. What are you voting for? I'm just not sure why this particular controversy should make you more likely to vote. More likely to express satisfaction with sex lives? People who are devout religious believers. Coming up on the Medved Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Almost 170,000 residents of Jackson, Mississippi are without clean water for drinking, bathing, and cooking. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves explains the biggest priority is getting running water, even if they have to sacrifice quality standards.
We've installed a new rental pump, contracted with outside operators to do critical maintenance, and started other emergency repairs. We're going to need electricians and mechanics and divers and other skilled operators to complete all of this work.
He advises the public to boil water first if they must use it. Former President Trump's request for a special master to review documents taken from his Mar-a-Lago estate will have to wait. The judge in the case won't make a ruling today after a hearing was held on the matter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Michael Medved show. The headline is a sure attention getter. And the headline in the New York Post, a newspaper for which I worked for some years as chief film critic. But this is not a movie. This is reality, Greg, as they say in E.T. The headline, devout religious followers have better sex lives. ; shocking study. Okay, the study isn't that shocking because virtually every study of sexuality and sexual satisfaction and the frequency of reaching full satisfaction in incidents of sexuality, it's always higher with religious people. This goes all the way back. There's a groundbreaking sex study that was done in 1994 by the National Opinion Research Center and University of Chicago. And it was one of the biggest sex studies ever. And one of the things that surprised people there was that particularly among women, where not every woman can achieve full sexual satisfaction. Most do, not all. But the percentage of people who reported regular satisfaction and satisfaction in their sex lives generally was disproportionately higher for religious people, and that's basically what they're finding here as well. For good sex, says the piece in the New York Post by Emily Lefroy, for good sex, turns out you've got to have faith. People with strong religious beliefs have higher levels of sexual satisfaction, according to a new study published in the Journal of Sex Research. Despite the fact that, according to this study, people ages 18 to 59 have sex less frequently The findings by the British National Survey of Sexual Attitudes and Lifestyles indicate that religious individuals enjoy the bedroom much more. Researchers also found that sex outside the sacred union of marriage, whether it's casual or whether it's without love, both typically no-nos, it says here, for the most devout, that was not considered sexually satisfying for either men or women. Okay? One quarter of men and women surveyed said they are totally happy with their sex lives. Actually, the other previous studies that I mentioned had indicated that that's of people in general, whereas for people who express devout religious convictions, the numbers are higher. It does not say in this account in the Post exactly what those numbers are. For women, it is found that having no sexual partners is associated with lower satisfaction from sex life. Well, is that a shock? Maybe that's what they mean by a shocking study, right? If you have no sexual partners, you may not have a satisfying sex life. I think that's kind of... But here's the other point. They say having 10 or more lifetime sex partners for women is also associated with less sexual satisfaction. Kind of suggesting that people are looking for love in all the wrong places. Meanwhile, men don't seem to care about little black book numbers. Among men, on the other hand, no relationship is found between the number of lifetime sexual partners and sexual satisfaction. In other words, there can be people with many, many sexual partners who have little satisfaction and those with only one sexual partner who have great satisfaction. Aside from religious associations, education plays into levels of fulfillment for sex. This here is another argument against the president's student loan relief program. Their analysis found that highly educated individuals tend to have less sex and were not happy about that. Nearly 40% of men reported having 10 or more sexual partners in a lifetime, compared to 25% of women. A common thread among all people involved in the study was that both excess sex, how do you determine what is excess sex? But both excess sex and a lack of sex led to lower levels of fulfillment. Okay, so there's, as there is in many things, according to this study, at least a happy medium. The research suggests people who are more promiscuous are less likely to form longer relationships. And therefore, both men and women who had many casual encounters were less satisfied sexually. Okay, again, all of this worth looking at, but none of it particularly shocking, it seems to me. Least of all, their conclusion after research. The fact that they pay research for this and they find out that women who have no sex partners have little satisfaction in sex. Okay. I guess you needed they needed to research that. And they've done all this in Britain. I don't know if this applies to people in other parts of civilization. There's also this, continuing with some of the ongoing legal struggles, waiting still, I think, for a list of the materials that were actually taken from Mar-a-Lago. Mick Mulvaney, who is a former White House chief of staff, is a little bit negatively impressed by Trump's lawyers who are handling this entire matter. This is clip 18. Listen.
I can't imagine that a lawyer would sign a document if they were concerned that their client was lying to them. They would want to satisfy themselves that that's accurate. That being said, I have never been impressed with the president's legal team. You know, I'm not sure who his lawyers are today. I'm not even sure if his lawyers understand the issues they're getting into. I think the motion for the special master was filed what folks generally see as 2 weeks too late, and probably too late to have an impact on how the documents were handled. So it's sort of been a clown show of legal representation. But I don't think it's possible to say that, well, the president lied to his attorney or his attorney didn't do a good job. The fact of the matter is this, Victor, is there's a piece of paper signed by a lawyer saying something that's false, and the DOJ is not going to take that very well.
Okay, what they're talking about is the letters signed by Trump's attorneys at the time, who said that he had already returned all of the papers and all of the classified material that the subpoena had asked for, or that the DOJ had asked for. He hadn't. He had a great deal of material, boxes and boxes of it, left at Mar-a-Lago, which comes to one of the other issues about all of this, which is the idea that, well, these items are just his. There's actually was a discussion about that, about who really owned the documents, that took place on Fox News with a surprising attitude that, okay, come on, who do the documents really belong to? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the people from the Trump administration, who I take most seriously in terms of both his service to President Trump, which actually helped the administration, and his service to the country before then, is Mick Mulvaney. He was a congressman from South Carolina. He served as budget director for President Trump, and he served as acting White House chief of staff. And he also, I think, had some fair and reasonable things to say and important things to say about the entire controversy regarding the documents in Mar-a-Lago. This is Mick Mulvaney, former acting White House chief of staff for President Trump, clip 17.
Well, the difference is this. It's not the freewheeling attitude. It's the layers of protection that were in place institutionally. Hmm. In the Oval Office, there were people whose specific job it was, called the Office of the Staff Secretary, was to make sure that documents were accounted for, that documents were cleaned up after one meeting before another, that documents would be tracked down. There was an institutional sort of layer of protection for the president. I have no idea if that same level of protection applied at Mar-a-Lago. My gut instinct is that it wasn't, and there wasn't somebody who was paid to follow around the president, making sure all the documents were where they were supposed to be. So, again, an educated guess. My guess is the level of protection for documents at Mar-a-Lago didn't approach what they did in the Oval Office.
Well, yeah, which is exactly why the documents are supposed to not go home with the president. This basically goes to the question of who owns these documents. And Karl Rove, who has a powerful piece in the Wall Street Journal today about why he thinks that the entire narration, the narrative about a democratic wave or a democratic tectonic movement in the direction of winning for Democrats the elections of 2022, he thinks that's exaggerated. But he also thinks the whole idea that the documents belong to President Trump is not only wildly exaggerated, it's just wrong. This is Karl Rove on Fox News. Listen, well,
they've got at least three instances where somebody inside Mar-a-Lago said January boxes don't have, those weren't all the classified documents. What they turned over to you on June 3rd is not all the classified documents, and some of the documents are no longer in that room. They've been moved elsewhere in Mar-a-Lago, and some of them have always been elsewhere in Mar-a-Lago than the storage room.
Yeah, it obviously begs a lot of questions. Why remove certain documents? My biggest question is what was in those documents, and why why would they want to hold on to them specifically, those documents? Why would they want to hold those back? But one of the problems is that that's its own situation that the DOJ is investigating, and the Trump side has their lawyers and their feelings about what was rightfully right. his and able to take. But it's just interesting.
Let's be clear on this. None of these government documents are his to have taken. I agree with the deputy director who said that a lot of the former president's mm-hmm. problems are of his own creation. You can, under the Presidential Records Act of 1978, you cannot take original documents out of the White House with you when you leave the White House, whether it's the president of the United States or any of his aides. No, you know, it's verboten.
Okay. Yeah, it is. And by the way, Karl Rove, another senior White House advisor to President Bush, and knows something about working in the White House. Somebody that the more you know about him, the more you want to make sure he doesn't win election to the Senate of the United States is John Fetterman. The lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania, who is the Democratic candidate in the state's high-profile Senate race, very close Senate race with Mehmet Oz, says he opposes voter identification laws because poor people and people of color are less likely to have their ID at any one given time. It's a piece from the New York Post by Adam Coleman, who, as a black American, is deeply insulted by this. Fetterman is far from being the only Democratic politician, he writes, to repeat the line that black people, and by extension other minority groups, are incapable of gaining photo identification. Cemented in the Democratic Party is the view that black Americans need to be paternally pitied, making it an applaudable accomplishment when one of us rises above our own meager expectations. John Fetterman has never applied critical thinking to the matter because he is a tribal creature repeating a condescending narrative about the very people he claims to care about. To be fair, as a former Democrat, I was much like Fetterman, writes Adam Coleman, for a brief period of time as I repeated what I heard from political pundits who were on my supposed team as they exaggerated our incapability. It was upon my own personal reflection and application of logic to this narrative that I realized I was perpetuating not only a falsehood, but a demeaning belief about people who looked just like me. When I was a child, we were homeless on multiple occasions, yet my mom had a license and a car the entire time. I've known people who were on welfare, who had driver's licenses. As a matter of fact, in order to get on welfare, you need identification. 60% of black Americans live in 10 states, and you'd be likely to guess those states based on the major cities within them. The majority of black Americans live in either highly populated urban centers or their surrounding suburban districts. Are we to say that in highly populated areas, they're incapable of finding a DMV to receive a photo ID? I mean, this goes to this entire idiotic claim that there is something racist about requiring photo identifications for voting. And good for Adam Coleman. I hope we can speak to him at some point. It makes a powerful point and another powerful reason that John Fetterman should not be the next U.S. senator from Pennsylvania. Coming up, a movie that surprised me because the way it's advertised doesn't give you a full sense of how good it really is. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
John Boyega plays a Marine Corps veteran in a bitter dispute with the Veterans Administration, who takes over a bank with a bomb threat in the tense and expertly crafted thriller Breaking, now playing in theaters.
The VA stole my disability check from me.
I need everybody to see what's happening here. I need the fire trucks. I need the news cameras.
You have my undivided attention.
That's Connie Britton in a key supporting role as a TV reporter, and the late Michael Kenneth Williams of The Wire plays an even more important important part as a sympathetic hostage negotiator. For people with long memories, this may be reminiscent of the 1975 great Al Pacino film Dog Day Afternoon. But the emotions here go even deeper with an Oscar-worthy performance by Boyega. Rated PG-13 for some tough language and perpetual threats of violence, this is a major triumph for director, co-writer Abby Damaris Corbin. 3 stars for Breaking. And tomorrow we have a bunch of other films, including two classic superheroes of the past. Leading men, Bruce Willis. He's in a film called The Wire Room. It may be one of the last films, in fact, probably will be the last film in which he is playing a major role. And then Sylvester Stallone, who shows some pretty ambitious superhero chops in a movie called Samaritan. No, it does not have a religious theme. But another film that we're going to be reviewing tomorrow does have a decidedly religious film. It's called Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul. It's a comedy. It's a dark comedy about two very charismatic people, very well played by Sterling K. Brown and Regina Hall, who have established a black megachurch in Atlanta, but are now facing a major scandal. And speaking of major scandals, there's a beautiful peak in Oregon and a drive to rename it. Maybe you'll understand why when I mention the mountaintop is called Swastika Mountain. So what's the new name, or does it require a new name? There's also going to be reaction to Joe Biden's big speech, which is coming, 2 hours from now, I believe it's scheduled. It's soon. And the speech will be, we'll get reaction from Rich Lowry, the editor of National Review, and others. And maybe also reaction to the speech that Kevin McCarthy has promised as a prelude to Biden's big moment. We're all talking about the soul of America as the greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.